608 today.
So are you still hung over, perhaps, from watching the Super Bowl or not watching the Super Bowl, watching the people at the party where you were? I don't know. It is a big party day. 111 million Americans tuned in to watch the Super Bowl, and of course, countless others in other countries also tuning in to our American football games. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between, including my beloved flyover states. Remember, this is a conversation. You can certainly chime in on whatever it is that we're talking about. Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. Should we cut off the aid to Egypt? That's what one congressman from Texas says we should do. Just cut it off. You don't want our help anymore because we're really feeding the family of President Mubarak. And, boy, they've gotten rich at the table with the United States. So do we want to do this again, and can we count on that money paying off? An interesting thought that he brings up. Cut it off, and then guess what? You don't have to worry about it. If it's not really aiding us, why are we paying them in Egypt? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know the digits, so feel free to chime in. We will talk about the Super Bowl. We will do a re-rack on the commercials and some of the other things, too. But before we get to that, a couple of things. One, I already told you about the congressman briefly saying, let's just end the aid to Egypt because I don't see where it's going. All the eyes of the world, I think, are still focused on Cairo and what's happening in the square and the protests and people that have been protesting downtown for days at a time going to the third week, and at times it's been violent. Now, during the day anyway, banks were open, shops were open, there was still that crazy traffic that you would get in Cairo. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. But you, on the fringe, you've got protesters and all kinds of signs about Mubarak and get Mubarak out of here and all that sort of stuff. So does Mubarak move over? That's the key question. There's even a report that there is some kind of a plan to end the problems between the people who oppose Mubarak and the Egyptian president by simply having him go for treatment at a German health clinic. He's got to have some specialized treatment. Yeah, that's the ticket. He's going to get a facelift, and it's going to take 10 months. Have him go there until the September elections are over, and then there would be a change. Because what Mubarak is saying is he'll be part of the peaceful transition, and you know he wants to help out and whatever. He's had it for 30 years. He's been a dictator. He's had a grip on Egypt for 30 years. You think of the money that Mubarak and the others in his administration have hoarded, and the poverty among the Egyptian people is ridiculous. So finally an uprising, and is that uprising enough to push it forward, or is it kind of a stall? Right now I sort of see it as a stall, actually. It seems like a stall. The Muslim Brotherhood, their name as a group keeps getting bandied about. Who are the Muslim Brotherhood? Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says that reaching out to the Muslim Brotherhood to help resolve the crisis is just flat out wrong, fundamentally wrong, because they are radical. It's a radical Islamic group, not a peaceful Islamic group, which is part of what you're hearing from the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. I think in the beginning she said something about reaching out to the Muslim Brotherhood, but lately, if you've listened to any of her comments, it's a wait and see. Let's wait and see what happens with the Muslim Brotherhood kind of backing off of it upon further review. So Gingrich is saying, we want the Egyptian people to achieve self-government, but we want to minimize the risk of the Muslim Brotherhood. Do they have a clue about the administration, about this group? And that's the thing. What's happened now with the Muslim Brotherhood, actually, is they are kind of pulling back because they say this isn't the government that the people want. So they are taking, they are kind of backing off from what I understand. And I don't know that that's, so ultimately would that be an issue? And it's not unless there's some kind of other plot that's going to be hatched. And the answer to that is, who knows? Once Mubarak's out, he's been there for 30-some years, flip a coin, watch to see what happens, see who the people vote for, and who's to say that even though they're saying that now, who's to say that there wouldn't be somebody on the ballot that could be voted for, and then you think of the population of the country. You know, bottom line is it's a hornet's nest, absolutely. That's why we're going to give you a couple of different looks at this. Here's Robert Gibbs. As you know, this is his last week. He's the White House press person, the press secretary, and he's gone, and I think there'll be kind of an easy transition in this case because a lot of the reporters in the White House had a hard time with Gibby. Here's what he had to say on the latest with Egypt.
We would expect that that partner would uphold particularly the treaties and the obligations that the government of Egypt and ultimately the people of Egypt have entered into. We have significant disagreements with we have not been in contact with the Muslim Brotherhood. But Dan, we don't, the United States doesn't pick leaders of other countries.
And that, is that true? Does the United States pick leaders of other countries? Has that ever happened in the past? I'm just thinking here for a second. The president sat down with Bill O'Reilly to talk about a lot of different things, including the Muslim Brotherhood came up. And here's what the president said, and this is a little snippet, a little bit of that conversation with O'Reilly.
Only he knows what he's going to do. But here's what we know, is that Egypt is not going to go back to what it was. They don't have majority support in Egypt. But they are well organized, and there are strains of their ideology that are anti-U.S. There's no doubt about it.
Anti-U.S. You heard what the president had to say. So he's basically saying he's going to pass on that. A couple of you have sent me thoughts on Egypt and also the Super Bowl, too. I promise in this hour we will get to the mail. We'll head to the mailbag. We'll do it because I'm always inviting the comments. AmericaTonight.net. Go there. Just go to the email section. You can shoot me an email that way. It's pretty easy. And a lot of the emails have come in on Egypt still. It's like somebody said, I got a couple of comments. Why are we talking about Egypt? You know, it's because it's a key. It's the little ruby in the middle of the map, so to speak, in the Middle East, or in a key position in the Middle East. How's that? A crucial country. And what happens with these protests could also spark other things in the Middle East, other protests, other young people saying, screw this, we've had enough of this in Jordan, we're unemployed, and in other places as well. So when we come back on the flip side, what happened in the Super Bowl? What happened with those commercials? We'll check a little bit of the email, plus something called sports shorts. Stay with us.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Look up and show the motion I'll use. I can hear you breathing. I feel the space and I. Oh, I. I'll be the one you'll never know.
Tonight from far and wide and all those spots in between that we talk about at the top of this show. Let's hit the Super Bowl. How many of you watched the Super Bowl? Raise your hand. Oh, I have those special glasses that can show me across the country how many people are actually paying attention and raising their hands. A lot of people. 111 million people plus outside the borders. A lot of people watching what happened in the Super Bowl. So, in the end, the Green Bay Packers win 31-25. For the record, nobody nailed the score. A lot of people picked the Steelers to win, so they didn't, so you had no chance there. And nobody got it on the head, because that's the key. So our last nail, the score, will probably bring it back for hoop season when we get into March Madness, which is, what, a month plus away, barely? And once we get into the tournament, I think we'll probably do some version of nail the score. That can be pretty fun. But that's it for the NFL. How sad. Is anybody sad? No more football. And who knows when it'll come back. Will we have football next season? Disastrous if they don't work out some kind of an agreement. The collective bargaining agreement is done, expires on March 4th, and there seems to be no end in sight. The players want a bigger cut of the pie in the revenue in the NFL. They don't want to play the 18 games. I don't know that I blame them for that. And there seems to be kind of a standoff. There doesn't seem to be. There is, between the players and the owners. If it's not solved, if the money issues and the games aren't solved, then, yeah, there's a good chance there could be a lockout in the NFL. That hasn't happened since the late 80s. And then we'll be going through football withdrawal for everybody who watches football. This could be a gain for the soccer people, though. Because if you're a sports addict, there are other things to turn to. And you may be a fan of the puck, and you might like a little golf here and there and stuff, but there may be a void there that could be filled perhaps by soccer. Anyway, there's this little thing called sports shorts that we're going to start doing on the show once a week, so check it out. All right, sports shorts is coming up. It's in the wings, but I promise we will have it for you here on the show, and I think you'll like it. Here we go. The Super Bowl isn't just big bucks for the teams in the NFL anymore. It can also mean the difference in huge revenues and brand recognition for companies who produce chips, cars, and soda. Find out why next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know that Super Bowl 45 had 61 commercials that cost $3 million for a 30-second spot? But here's the thing. More than 100 million viewers watched the game. Imagine the money a company could make by grabbing even just a portion of that audience. So, like the sporting event itself, the ads are in competition to win the highest praise from the viewers. The funny thing is, lately, the average guy is creating the buzz. Take, for example, an ad this year featuring a pug charging through a glass door when being taunted by a woman's boyfriend who's waving Doritos around. I think we all get the message that the chips are so good the dog couldn't help himself, and the man was shocked, as it's portrayed so well in the spot, when he's trapped under the glass murmuring while the dog is eating his chips. The guy behind the ad is a 31-year-old part-time designer of websites. He filmed the spot for about $500. After Ad Meter rated this commercial number one with the viewers, he got a check for $1 million from Frito-Lay. Why? The company says the message is clear that even dogs will stop at nothing to eat the chips, making it priceless. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. All right, so you get it. We're talking about the commercials there. And the fact that you had a 31-year-old part-time web exec, like I said, who came up with the spot of the pug dog running toward the guy, waving the Doritos around, taunting him, basically. And a lot of people thought that commercial was the home run. I thought the Darth Vader commercial in Volkswagen was good. I thought the M&M commercial, although that wasn't a humor thing, and I'm all about the humor, but the M&M Detroit commercial was pretty powerful because it held me. It held my attention, and then, it was Eminem, and it was Detroit he was talking about. It had a good twist at the end. And there were a smattering of things that were pretty good. The Faith Hill spot, the flower spot, where the guy was going to, you know, pour his heart out, and she said, well, just say what you feel, and he said, you have a nice rack. That was pretty hilarious. if you got it, because it was kind of dry, and then boom, when he said that brilliant moment, I thought, and that didn't even get much play. And there were a few others. There were some that missed, too. The Snickers ad with Roseanne Barr and Richard Lewis. I kind of like Richard Lewis, but the ad, and maybe it's because the Betty White one was so out of the box that to try to do it again, I think it kind of missed its mark. Matt, you were watching, and you were with your posse watching the Super Bowl. Did any ads really stand out to you?
That you talked
Detroit.
About the M&M one with Detroit. And then the one with the Faith Hill one, I thought that one was pretty funny for, I think it was Telefloral or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another, the one with the couple, they were sitting on the bench, and then the cute blonde lady walked by, and then his wife kind of decked her with, I can't remember what it was for now, though. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What was it for?
I can't remember because she had something in her hand and she threw it and the guy or her husband or whatever ducked and then
Pepsi Max.
That's what it was. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That was good because it was kind of slow and then at the end it was perfect. The payoff was good.
Right.
The payoff was worth it. Yeah, that was good. And you know what? I'm not a Kardashian fan. I don't care about Kim Kardashian and her 10,000 sisters and who impregnated them and what happened and who they're dating. And if they're on Piers Morgan's new show or whatever. But I thought the Kim Kardashian Skechers one was actually pretty good. Somebody said, there was something I was watching where they said it would have been better if she just wasn't talking, if there wasn't words, if they didn't do a talking thing, like talk over her or whatever, say whatever was going on. It would have made more sense. And maybe they're right, but that wasn't a bad spot. You get what they were going for there, and especially for those kind of shoes and the whole weight thing and, you know, look how she looked. So I got that. But the Darth Vader one was really, I mean, that was just really, really clever. And the twist part of it where you have somebody that is not an ad exec who has to sit in a room and make big salaries along with everybody else in the room and try to come up with whatever the next great idea is. It was just some schmolina who had kind of a good sense of humor, and the neighbor had a crazy dog and he thought about it. And the fact that Frito-Lay picked up on it and they have been reaching out to the public and then it worked, I think that's pretty cool. All right, while you were sleeping, one quick thing, because we talked about it a lot, I want to do a follow-up here. I hate to leave loose ends. Mark Kelly is going to go up into space again. And remember, he is the husband of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. There was a big NASA press conference on Friday, and because we were off Friday, but he's going to go into space, and I say, bravo, that was the right move. She'll be fine in rehab, and she'll be proud. Stay with us.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Water cooler buzz, that's what it's all about. And you know how we roll, we zig and zag all over the place. A lot of you had much to say still about Egypt, but also Super Bowl commercials. See, that's how it is. And then a few other twists that I thought were interesting. So, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this one's from Carter, who says, Kate, I totally loved the commercial in the Super Bowl with the pug. However, I have owned pugs my whole life, but it was so funny, the slow motion charging toward the idiot who was taunting the dog with the Doritos. I think that was the best ad, hands down. What do you think? But I will say, he goes on, I will say overall, it was kind of a flat year for ads. Comments again. Okay, So the two things. One, the Super Bowl Doritos pug ad, we were talking about that, and I thought it was clever, yes, and I like the whole story about the guy anyway, which is the backstory nobody would know when they saw it, I don't think. I think that's neat that that he came up with it, ended up getting the ad meter, the most attention, and got a check for $1 million from Frito-Lay. As far as the ads overall in the Super Bowl, flat is kind of a good word. I don't think the ads were all that great. There was a promo for the NFL that was clever, but I had already seen it, where they had the different shows getting ready for the Super Bowl parties, talking about the Super Bowl parties like 90210 and Happy Days, I think, was in there. And they even went back to the Brady Bunch when Marsha got hit with a football. And what was neat is, and they had, what was that show? The Redneck Show. I never watched it, but I know probably some of you watched it. I can't think of it now. But anyway, they had these various shows, little clips of it, and they all had some team. Like, they had a shirt. Marsha had a shirt of the, I think, San Diego. They had different teams that they had put in there that they had mixed onto the old clips. And I thought that was kind of clever. The Glee, which I don't watch Glee, but the Glee promo was pretty clever. And then there were various Super Bowl ads that I thought were good, but I would say it's flat overall, too. Maybe that the bar is so high, the expectations are so high, that there's something about that, and it's like, oh, we have these 30 seconds, and we've got, you know, they got to really count, and so people are killing themselves trying to outdo one another, and, you know, there's sort of that thing where you can't see when it's right in front of you, and maybe that's why, so we expect these great things from the ads, and then they don't deliver, and you're kind of shocked, because you would think that they've had all this time to work on it, but I thought it was boring, too. I thought some of the ads were boring, too. There were some good ones, but I wouldn't say overall a great year either. This one's from Frankie D, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Kate, this is crazy what's happening in Egypt. Crazy, because why is everybody talking about the Muslim Brotherhood? Listen, I've got friends that are Muslims. I'm not even going to go there. I don't even have to qualify. But I'm just telling you, if you really pay attention to the Muslim Brotherhood, this is an Islamic radical group. It's not just rhetoric that's being pumped out there. Truly, this is not a mainstream Muslim group. Wouldn't it be disastrous if they take over Egypt? Well, this is now why you're seeing a backing down of the administration a little bit more. Because anti-American, or if you have the jihadist threat in there, certainly that's not what a lot of the world leaders would want to see, or the United States of America. And you're right. If you do some background on the Muslim Brotherhood, there are radical elements to it, absolutely, including the leader. And this is now what's happening. This is now why also they're kind of backing out a little bit. And this is also why a lot of the presidents and prime ministers are backing away from the mother, backing away from the mother of all mistakes, what will happen in Egypt next. So I'm not going to disagree with you there. You know, no. All right, here we go. Let's see. This one is from Jane Day. Hello, America, tonight. After all the money we paid to Mubarak, now we're going to kick him out. How odd, after 30 years. Wouldn't you think they would just wait till the guy died of natural causes? Whether he's a dictator or not, didn't we put him in place? Or am I wrong on that? Or was it to our advantage to have Mubarak there? Why would we have paid all that money? Hey, good question. The why, ask why. Why pay him that money? This is what the congressman from Texas is saying, Ron Paul. Why are we paying Egypt? What are we getting in return for this? We're just making Mubarak rich. Okay, well, we've had peace in Egypt. When I say we, the world has had peace in Egypt overall, right? Sure. But what has it done to the people in that country? What kind of laws are they living under? Archaic, crazy laws? Some of them, yeah. Sharia law? And is it time to, as some of the younger people are saying, do they want to see a different democratic process? Well, yeah, but what is ultimately, who are the people that are on the ballot? Who steps into Egypt? And there's that old thing about, change, not liking change, not wanting change, status quo, keep it the way it is. The rich are getting rich in Egypt, the poor aren't getting crap, so why do we have to worry about it? It's just nice and calm. But isn't that the problem? So, touche. Why pay the money? Where did the money go? And yes, most of it to the military, but obviously some to Mubarak and others. And it made him rich, 30 years and counting, to run a country the way that you see fit. I'd say that's a dictatorship, right? Okay, this one's from Little Russia. America Tonight, I have to say, as an expat, I have a much different point of view. I think there is big danger in the United States not looking realistically at the world stage and what's happening. Look, I'm all for getting along and going along, but make sure you know who you're lying down with. Does the U.S. really understand what factions are at work in Egypt? I'm going to say no. Pay attention to what the people are really saying in that country and the danger of somebody too charismatic who's off the charts nuts with Islamist fever and jihad taking control. Well, you know, here's the thing. Egypt is not going back to the way it was, but in kicking the can down the road in a good way and moving forward, there has to be ways to protect these people from something worse or something that's the same. But it's not for the U.S. to pick who the leader is. I mean, that's part of the deal here. It's a democratic process. So who ultimately gets on the ballot if this all comes to fruition in September? What's the situation? Who are the people that could possibly be elected as the next president? Suleiman, as we know, is a guy who's pushed in there, who's the VP, who probably deals with the transition. But we are now into week three into the Egyptian crisis, and the path forward is, what is the path forward? How do you protect United States interests without abandoning what the protesters are wanting, supposedly, which is democracy? The U.S. cannot and should not tell the country who to put in and when to make the change. So all we keep hearing is that the government has to be inclusive and transparent, and it has to be who the Egyptian people decide if all these reforms end up going through. So Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, backed off what she had said earlier about the Muslim Brotherhood. She said she was withholding judgment pretty much on the decision by that group to join the discussions with the government, just saying, we're going to wait and see how this develops. Saying, well, upon a second glance, we might want to look a little bit further into this group to make sure they really are what we think they are, right? All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count. Hang with us.
We'll be right back. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. We start with the Super Bowl, set a record, 111 million viewers in the USA. Are we surprised by this? No, we're not surprised. Of course it set a record. It topped the 106.5 million who watched the last Super Bowl between the Saints and the Colts. And of course the series finale of MASH had held that crown for a long time. For 27 years, it's now number 3 on the list. So this is a new thing, because MASH still was beating out the Super Bowls until the last 2 years. You know what this is partially about? It's about video games. It's about fantasy football and just flat out the love of the NFL. The rabid fans and the tepid fans all together. And the idea that it's the biggest party. This is a party. It's part of the culture now. It's part of the deal. It's the Christmas, Hanukkah, Easter, Passover. It's not a holiday, but it is almost like a holiday because it's become that big. Now, to be sure, there are certainly people who are not watching the Super Bowl. 111 million is a lot, but there are people who aren't watching it either. That's a pretty big number, though. That's a very big number. That's why when your network has the Super Bowl, whatever you put on afterwards, you want to really play that in the right direction, because Glee, which is already a hit for Fox, had huge numbers. I mean, huge numbers. 28.6 million stayed around to watch Glee. Some of them are probably Glee fans, but there had to be some people that never heard of it or just were kind of curious about it, and they just left the TV on. That's huge, huge. All right, we're going to bounce around here for a second and talk about a couple of other things. One, my hometown, Philadelphia. This is kind of cool. And maybe because I grew up walking by this landmark, and I never really thought much of it, but now people are playing it up bigger than the Rocky statue and some other things like Independence Hall. There's a statue there. It's the Love statue. It's just it's a sculpture that's been around forever. So what they're saying is, in Philadelphia, is Museum Without Walls. They have an audio program that people can walk around. It's free. It's a self-guided tour, and it's in a couple of different formats. You can get a smartphone app and whatever, and you can walk around and find out about the landmarks, like the Love sculpture or the Thinker or Joan of Arc or several others. There are 51 outdoor sculptures and 35 stops, and it's about a 3-mile stretch along the Ben Franklin Parkway, which is kind of cool. As somebody from that city, I would suggest to you, if you ever decide to go there, get it. It would be worth it. Then you'll know what you're looking at, because I think people just walk by some of that stuff and they have no idea. They really don't really know what they're looking at. So that was a smart move, and you just can download it yourself anyway. Okay, here we go. This is our last one, because it's a short version of We Can Count. This is a crazy story. How many of you have eaten at Chipotle? You know, this Mexican grill, it's kind of upscale burrito. It just means it costs more than Taco Bell. Well, they've been expanding like you would not believe. And the stock price, went through the ceiling. Too bad, you know, you didn't have any money in Chipotle. 500% plus. That's how fast the stock has gone up. But something that's happened to Chipotle, and there's been big stories on it lately, is the feds cracking down on the illegal immigrants that Chipotle has hired in a lot of places. Dallas, Los Angeles, this is where they're big. They've had to fire hundreds of workers, and in the state of Minnesota, too. They say about half of the workers there. In D.C., the same deal. And, I mean, almost any place where they've had them, they've had this problem. How about that? And Chipotle is a Denver-based company. Their motto is food with integrity. Food with integrity. And they're one of the most well-known names caught up in this whole immigration shift that started a couple years ago. Oh, you mean enforcing? Enforcing the labor laws that should have been enforced a long time ago? Yep, absolutely. So there's some people that are not happy with this. Not happy at all. You got unemployment at 9%, and then you've got Hispanic voters who will make up such a big chunk of the population, who will be a key to getting President Obama reelected. So ICE cracking down on these restaurants, they think, could actually end up hurting the president in the long run. You better be nice to Chipotle. That better be part of the strategy that David Axelrod is coming up with. Let's go to Rick in Illinois.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, that show you was talking about, that Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard, thank you. Yeah, you remember, what was it, General E. Lee? Wasn't it their car?
Yeah, flying through the air and had the South Carolina flag on an antenna.
Yeah, but you know what? In that Super Bowl ad, they had a Falcons flag.
Oh, was it Falcons?
Yeah, they had a Falcons because they changed it. They just changed it for the spot. They put sports teams, NFL teams, on, you know, on all the clips that they used.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Anyway, the best ad I saw was that little kid dressed like Darth Vader.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I thought that was the best one.
I did, too. It was just so, you didn't really know it was coming, did you?
No.
That's why I liked it. It was funny. Yeah. It was funny because it caught you by surprise. It wasn't so obvious. They didn't hit you in the head with it. Yeah.
I think that's the best ad. How can Tom Brady get the MVP? Because I don't remember the Patriots playing yesterday. Maybe I missed something. I don't know.
Well, you know, all his passer rating, the touchdowns, and it seems like, you know what it's like? Remember the season where they won every single game until they got to the Super Bowl?
Well, he said so about the Bears, you know?
Yeah, so they had, well, I don't think you put Jay Cutler. You're not thinking of Cutler, certainly, MVP.
There's a lot of teams that make it that should be MVP.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have. Who would you have had besides Brady as the MVP?
One guy, linebacker for the Packers, long blonde hair.
Oh, Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matthew, he was a big part to them getting there. But how unusual! Yeah. Usually the MVP. You know, how many MVPs are the glamour boys? How many of them are the quarterbacks? You have to ask yourself. Although the Green Bay Packers, the last time they won the Super Bowl, I was there when they won in 97 when Brett Favre was the quarterback, and he wasn't the MVP. I can't even remember who the MVP was of that Super Bowl, but it wasn't
Desmond
Brett Favre. Desmond Howard. I was there, and it wasn't him. So, yeah. So, Rodgers gets it of the Super Bowl, but of the league, and I thought that was good. Rodgers should have gotten it. But of the league, Tom Brady getting it, yeah, I could question that.
I don't understand that.
Well, because he did have big numbers. He did have really good numbers, and the Patriots almost went to the Super Bowl, and he gets attention. Brady, a lot of people look at Brady. And remember who's voting.
Yeah, that's trouble.
I
don't see how he can be MVP because I don't remember them playing yesterday. And
it can only be someone from the two. It can only be someone from the two teams that are left. That's funny, Rick. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I think there were a lot of people that were well, I shouldn't say a lot of people. There were a lot of people that thought Brady, yeah, he would be on the list, but that there could have been some better choices, that somebody else should have gotten the MVP. I thought he was a shoo-in, though, because of the numbers. That's the thing. The numbers and who's voting on it, they're going to look at that, and they're going to look at the passer ratings, and they're going to give it to him. What can I say?
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Well, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.